Exercise 2B, page 97.
On the path to true genius. Most people immediately think of the light bulb when they think of Thomas Edison. But although this genius did in fact invent the first practical, long-lasting light bulb, he had a hand in creating many more things we can still see around us today. He invented or contributed to recorded music, electrical systems, the telephone, the alkaline battery, X-rays, and an early cinema projector. Incredibly, by the end of his life, he held 1,093 patents, and he is responsible for more inventions than any other inventor in history. Edison was undoubtedly a very clever person. Would you believe, though, that as a child, his teacher told his mother that he was too slow to learn? Later on, as an inventor, many of his inventions failed. So, what were the secrets of Edison's success? We all have dreams and ambitions, and who better than Mr. Edison to provide us with a few tips for achieving them? Perhaps Edison's greatest strength was that he absolutely refused to give up. He said,
"Many of life's failures are people who did not realize how close they were to success when they gave up."
Unbelievably, it took Edison thousands of tries before he found the right filament to use for his light bulb. He wasn't afraid of failure. He simply saw his bad ideas as stepping stones to better ones. Even after his factory was almost totally destroyed by fire, he said,
"There is great value in disaster. All our mistakes are burned up, and we can start anew."
3 weeks later, Edison delivered the first phonograph. Edison was also very intolerant of laziness and believed in pushing himself to reach his goals. He set himself a target, for instance, to come up with a small invention every 10 days and a major one every 6 months. So try taking a leaf out of Edison's book. If you want to write a book, aim to write a chapter every day. If you want to become a photographer, teach yourself one new skill or trick every day or week. When you put your brain under a little pressure, you'll be amazed by how much your power of thought improves. Another effective little rule Edison had was to take time out to relax while he was working at his invention factory in Menlo Park, New Jersey. He would drift off to sleep with several small metal balls in his hand. If he fell into a deep sleep, the balls would fall noisily onto the floor and wake him up, and he'd scribble down whatever was in his mind. So, next time you are stuck on a problem, why not sleep on it? Scientists now agree that relaxation and short naps can improve our concentration and creativity. Also, amazingly, historians have so far discovered around 4 million pages of Edison's notes, including sketches, cartoons, and even poems. It seems he had many new ideas simply by relaxing, letting his mind wander, and allowing one idea to flow on to another. So maybe you too should keep a journal where you write down your ideas and thoughts. Who knows what it could lead to? All in all, Thomas Edison succeeded because he was determined, persistent, and knew how to use his mistakes to his advantage. So, what are you waiting for? Tap into your inner genius and get busy achieving your dreams. You might not create anything as important as the light bulb in your lifetime, but we can all light up the world in our own way.